Testing. Good to go. Yeah. I have fucking another rate. Once again, I have no idea how to start this. I'm already stammering in. That's how we lose viewers right here. 14 seconds in and I'm already like noises and sounds.
You're trying too hard to just lean into it.
Just lean.
That's why I told her. I was just like, just lean
slowly,
into it.
Slowly, right? Just
slowly. Or fast. I don't care.
You got to just slowly ease into it. You can't just like, you can't go Christian Grey and just ram it in there in one.
If that's what you're in for, if that's what you signed up for.
That is the biggest bullshit about that movie. I will rant about that every time. It's like, that's her first time, and he literally just took his, whatever he's packing, and he just rams it in her.
He rammed it. What the fuck? He plowed it in.
And like, dude, it was her first time. That was not probably very pleasurable. But that's what Keith and Kevin say.
She loved it.
Yeah, whatever. I call bullshit on a lot of that movie. Ladies, you let me know what you think about that.
Which, in fact, you should watch our review of that movie.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, and I'll try to link it down below. But Ruben and I legit watched that movie together, which is very awkward. And we talked about the movie so it's like a companion podcast where you can listen to it while you're watching the movie and get our thoughts on what's going on. And we didn't even watch it once beforehand we just threw it in.
We just put it in just like he did.
Yeah, man. So anyways, it's another day, man. It's another Monday podcast drop. What you got for these fine savages today? What do you got going on? What's going on with your life? Oh, I want to talk about this. So you went to the bar with your coworkers, and you guys went to go happy hour or whatnot.
That alcohol is so good.
Yeah, it's your thing now, apparently.
It's not my thing.
Whatever, dog. I got water, you got alcohol, whatever, you know. Everybody's got their own thing. But so you went to the bar with your coworkers.
Yeah.
Who did you see there?
I saw my ex-girlfriend there.
This is the one you've been salty about since podcast number one, right?
Apparently, that's what everybody tells me, yeah.
Podcast number one, you're like so salty that after you're done, I have to not drink water for about a day because I don't want to retain it all.
Is that what it is?
Just being around you, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, I'm very salty.
So how did that go? So tell me. So you're drinking with your friends.
So I got there. I got there. Yeah, I got there a few minutes late because we had an ordeal. So I got there a few minutes late. So I was in my car. I changed my shirt because I was sweating from the ordeal that happened.
What the fuck happened? You get into a sumo wrestling match or something?
I had to pick up a little white trailer trash kid off the ground because he's acting like a white trailer trash kid. And I was like, I don't play that. It's fucking Friday at 4 o'clock. You must have gone and forgot who I was. I don't play that weak shit. Yeah, how'd that kid get in that baseball field?
It's called jumping a fence, dog. It should be in your blood.
That's racist.
You should be admiring how quick I was with that one. So,
So I got in there a few minutes later than everybody. Everybody was sitting down. So we were outside because there's like 25 of us because a lot of people went.
God dang, that's a lot.
Yeah, it was like whole school was invited. So there's a lot of us there. And so we went over there. And then I went outside because they're like, oh, everybody's outside. I'm like, oh, okay, I figured that out. Thanks, waitress. So I went outside. And then so I see everybody like, oh, hey, Ruben. I'm like, hey, everybody. And then so they're like, oh, here, sit right here. I'm like, okay. And so I'm looking around. And then on my far left at another table that was also outside, yeah, I see my ex-girlfriend there. I see the back of her head.
Wait, but this isn't the same table you guys are all talking about.
No,
right?
It's, like it's some another table, yeah.
Was this something you guys all frequented or this place?
I guess a lot of people go there. That's why I guess a lot of teachers don't like going to this particular place. Because it's closer to our school, and they see a lot of people they know, so they don't like going there.
But why would she be there? Is she part of your school?
No, she's in the same district, and the school she teaches at is not too far away from the school I teach at. So
you need to stop shitting in the fucking crib you sleep in, dog.
I've heard that too. I've heard that before.
So what happened? Like, so you saw her? Did she see you?
I assume when everybody yells out, "Hey, Ruben," you would turn around. Fucking dated somebody named Ruben for fucking 9 months. I think you would turn around.
I'm trying
and look.
To think. I'm like, you have a common name, but not that common.
No.
It's not like it's John.
No.
You know, but it's not like Shaniqua.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's not Brody.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, Shaka Khan. I don't know. No. Nothing. It's not Goku and shit. You know what I mean?
Well, once again.
Oh, how come we don't see more Gokus?
I don't think I've ever met a Goku.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't we see more Gokus? Or Vegetas. You know, it'd be a whole fuck ton of Vegetas.
A Vegito. I'd be happy with the Vegito.
What is the stupid name that they're naming a lot of their kids off of right now? Oh, they're naming a lot of kids Kylo.
So you're going to be a punk-ass bitch?
I guess. Anyway,
not a hitter?
So what? But when they said, hey, Ruben over here, did you look up and you saw her? Or were you like sitting down and she turned around when you said, like, did you know she was there when they said, hey, Ruben?
No, I didn't. I didn't see her then because the door was on my left. So I didn't see her. So, yeah.
So you saw her and at some point were you, what happened? Did you keep looking at her? Were you still looking for, what happened? Talk to me.
No, nothing.
Because I was expecting you to be like, I'm going to go talk to her.
No.
And I said, stop, don't do it. Do not go talk
to her. Why would I go fucking talk to her?
Because.
You know why I didn't go talk to her?
Oh, God. Why, dog? Why?
Do you know why I didn't go talk to her?
Why did you go talk to her?
Because I'm a goddamn man. That's why.
It's been a questionable comment months ago, but maybe now I believe you.
So, yeah, no. No, I sat down. I ordered my beverage.
How far were you guys from each other?
10 feet.
Like, were you facing her?
No, I wasn't facing her.
So you would have never seen her look over?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, good. That's how you do it. That's right. Fucking proud of you. Fucking proud of you. If I didn't have some in my hand right now, I'd fucking slap you in your hand.
Oh, there you said slap you in
your ass. Whatever. No, that's
our dicks would intertwine and they
refuse. That's a bit much. That's a bit much. You didn't do some brolic shit, I'd be proud of you. Like, just regular proud of you. Not fucking wanting to fuse with you, buddy. Fuse with you, Vegeta style.
Yeah, she was sitting like we are now, right here. Like this.
Like side to side?
Side to side. She was at a table with three other people.
Did you do that one thing where you're like, who are these other people she's sitting with?
No.
No? Are you lying?
No. I was
are
like,
you lying?
No, I'm not. All I was right. like, okay.
I think I believe him, guys.
Just yeah, I was like, okay.
For you ladies and gentlemen, I think I believe him.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And then they were sitting like this, and there was her and then the three other people. And then there was the 25 of us, and we were sitting this way, long ways. So I was long ways and she was this way. So if she did look at me ever or try to make eye contact with me or something, I would have never seen her.
All right, good.
Because there was people on my left. So there was a bunch of people. I had a bunch of people on my left.
All right.
I had all my immediate coworkers on my left.
I'm proud of you. That's the way to go. That's the way you do it. Don't acknowledge. You just fucking do not acknowledge. As you've learned from last week's time that we went to the bar. Do not acknowledge. You do not acknowledge. You don't say jack shit. You don't be an asshole. But you just don't acknowledge.
Yeah, that's right. That's how I do.
Yeah, that's good. I'm proud of you. I'm good. I was expecting you to be like, I went to go say hi to her. I just wanted to say hi.
No.
I didn't want to be rude. Like I didn't know her. Just wanted to say hi.
No. After she left somewhere. I didn't see when she left. But she left sometime because I wasn't paying attention. So she left some point in time. She left. I was there for like 2 hours. I had told you I was like, I'm just gonna drive by for a little bit.
And yeah, you were there too long.
I was there a while.
It's like asshole making me wait.
So I was there a while. She left way before that. So
you didn't see when she left.
I didn't see.
All right, good. I'm proud of you. I think that's good. I was expecting you to say some because I didn't know the story till now. Like I'm hearing it as you people are listening. You fine savages. And I'm listening to it as you are, so I was expecting you to say some dumb shit like, oh, I went to go say hi to her because I didn't want to be rude or, like, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You did what I would have suggested you do. I'm proud of you.
No,
in fact,
you
didn't go as far as I would have told you to do, like a flip her off so you go fuck herself. But I'm proud of you. You did the right thing.
No, yeah, no. She left at some point in time, and then I had looked over again because my food finally fucking came. It took forever.
Oh, you got food? You usually just get all that alcohol.
Well, that's we'll talk about that right now. But bastard. I don't just get alcohol.
You just got that?
Yeah. People are like, he has an alcohol problem. He needs to call somebody. No, I do not. Yeah, so she left. And then when I finally turned around, when I looked that way to see what that was, she was gone, and I was like, oh, hey, I told my boss. I was like, hey, did you see my ex-girlfriend there? Because my boss and the teacher that works across from us, they all know her. So I was like, oh, hey, did you see my ex-girlfriend there? She was like, oh, no, I didn't see her. I was like, yeah, she was over there. She was like, oh, really? She didn't say anything to you? I was like, no, not that I'm aware of. I was just here. I was paying attention. She's like, oh, that's weird. I thought she would have came and talked to you or something. She was really friendly with you last time we saw her. Cause I saw her over here when we went on field trip.
Yeah, but yeah, you've been salty ever since that day. You were salty before. Maybe. And then it seems like you added another layer of salt after that, which I totally get,
mm-hmm.
because you fucked up. And because you fucked up, then you became extra salty because you knew you fucked up. And I understand that. I understand that response,
mm-hmm.
but you fucked up. You did what I told you not to do. But anyways, we'll move away from this topic.
Yeah,
I'm
but
proud
that
of you,
was
though.
It.
Overall, I'm very proud of you. You did what you should have done. You need to walk away, dog. Just do not acknowledge it. And it's a possibility you need to be strong for the moment that this happens again. And maybe she comes up to you and she starts doing that shit where she's like, oh, you know, maybe we should talk about how things ended. It shouldn't have. You need to be strong at that point. You need to be strong and make some goddamn man decisions.
Is that what we call them?
That's right.
Oh, all right.
GDMDs. You know what I'm saying?
GDMDs.
Goddamn man decisions.
Mm. All hashtag right? GDMDs.
That's right. I'm going to make a new hashtag every freaking podcast. So anyways, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, no.
I'm proud of you, dog.
Yeah, I don't know if she was like, yeah, she didn't say nothing. Once again, I don't know if she tried, but whatever. Also, I can't text her because I deleted her number from my phone. You know why?
Right.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a goddamn man and I take my own advice just like I gave that one chick.
That's some goddamn man decision right
there.
That's
right.
Leading and blocking. That's
how
you gotta do it.
You know what else I did?
What'd you do?
Deleted her from all my social media.
That's right.
You know why? I'm a goddamn man.
That's right.
I take my own advice.
That's right.
I'll
like
just,
that girl who got salty as fuck about
I'll just
advice.
Give advice and expect myself not to follow it. I follow my own advice.
That's right. I'm proud of you.
That's right.
About time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. So, other shit. What else you got going on, dog?
So, everybody tells me I'm an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic.
I'm not saying you're an alcoholic.
It's just like you like it a lot.
I just think you're really into it now. Like
I'm not.
Like, yeah. But see, I think whatever, dude. You got to make your own choices. I just think you're really, like, you would like it. Like, we talked about alcohol before, and I told you I'm not, like, I don't like alcohol. I haven't drank in over a year, and right now I can't drink. But if I could drink, I still, like, wouldn't drink. The only reason I kind of want to drink is because I can't drink. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That dumb shit where it's like, don't press that button. And you never want to press that button, but now you're like, what the fuck happens if I press that button? Maybe I get, like, a blowjob. It's some dumb shit that comes in your head, right?
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't like the taste of alcohol. Like, I think it is. That's why, once again, I listened to a previous podcast. I always gravitated towards shots because it was quick and dirty. The taste of it's always like, it's like rubbing alcohol. Like, you're just tasting something that just burns. You know what I mean? Unless you're doing the super foo-foo drinks that are like 90% sugar and like a shot of something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except for some reason, what's the tall lemonades? What is it?
Long Island
iced teas. Yeah, those. Those, for some reason, even though they have so much alcohol in them, I don't know how they taste decent. Not mm-hmm. great. They taste decent considering how extremely alcoholic they are.
Yeah.
That's such a high alcohol content, and they actually somewhat taste good. And that's somewhat very loosely used. But I'm not a big alcohol, like, I don't like the taste of it, but you seem like you like the taste of it.
I do like the taste of it.
That's might be a little red flag.
I'm
not saying you're an alcoholic. I'm just saying that's how you quickly become an alcoholic.
I can tell the taste in different stuff. I'm like, that's not good. I like that. Or like, oh, that's too bitter. Or that has a different flavor in it. So, yeah.
Yeah, you and I are going to go out one of these days. Maybe when I can get back into it like you can. And I'm going to keep an eye on you just to see how you fucking reply. How can we never get anything when we go to the bar? If you're into
what
it?
Bar?
The one we frequent all the time.
I'm there for food.
But yeah, but it's still a bar.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, we're there for like 8 hours anyways.
No, that's not an appropriate time to do that.
Why not?
Because I'm there for food.
Doesn't matter. If we're going to be there for 8 hours, you might as well just kick one back and chill. We're going to be watching a fight for like 8 hours. We're there for prelims. We're there for prelims. We're there for the prelim warm-ups. We're there for the embeddeds. We're there for like the stuff that they show the build-up for the fight. We might as well just pop
Facebook
up.
The Facebook free fights?
Yeah, man. We might as well just pop up a tent and sleep overnight like a
we
Black
might as
Friday.
Well. They should just give us the keys at that point.
We'll open it up. I'll warm up the grill for them. So if we're there, yeah, I'm surprised you don't get something.
No, I normally don't because I
maybe
don't
I'll
like
do
it that much.
Next time when I can not die from drinking.
Yeah, I don't like it that much. Like, I only do it when I'm, like, in a social group.
But we, you and I are a social group. It's not like it's just
There's
you.
Two people. That's okay. Not a group.
Yeah, it is.
That's
dog.
A pair.
No, that works. It's not like you're the creepos.
Have you ever got a pair of apples?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's us.
But what I'm saying is,
Have you ever went to Walmart and got just two bananas? No, you get a bunch of bananas.
Okay, that's a good point. But it's not like you're the creepy guy that goes just directly to the bar by himself.
Those people are weird.
That goes and plays the bingo, music bingo that they got there, like the trivia game that they got playing, like by themselves, depressed in a bar, standing in a bar. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You're not doing that.
No, I'm not doing
that. We're chilling there, getting some food, you can get some drinks while we watch like 23 hours of fights.
That's true. By the time that,
I can take a kettlebell in there and do some swings in between fights.
That's true. By the time, the alcohol is going to go down.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that next time and see what happens.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm not promoting you to drink. Sounds like it now, but
yeah, it sounds like it.
All I'm saying is, like, I'm surprised you don't do it, considering we're there for like 19 hours, and when you go with your coworkers, you're there for like two, and you're putting them down like water.
I don't. I know when I go with them, I have one. I have one, and I'm like, oh, that's good. I gotta drive. This time I had like one and a half.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And they were fucking joking on me for not finishing the second one. I'm like, I'm trying to get my dick sucked later. So.
Jeez.
So, I'm trying to leave here. Like, it's 7 o'clock. The night's still young. Oh, you guys are going to go home and sleep because you're old as fuck. But I'm trying to get out here.
Who, your coworkers or our savage listeners?
No, coworkers.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody else was getting fucking hammered. So.
Yeah, but they also had, like, people driving them, right?
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Sure, we'll go with that. Let's go with that. They're all safe, responsible people.
Yeah, man, now we know. Yeah, people know where the fuck we live.
Canada,
Arizona, that doesn't fuck around with DUIs.
Kansas,
they'll fuck you up. You get thrown in jail, get your license removed. I mean, you get fucked the first time you get caught. Which, look, in all honesty, you should be. I mean, it's no joke to murder somebody while drinking and driving.
Mm.
But man, it's a big risk.
Yeah, that's why I'm always like, I'm only gonna have one because I'm driving. And granted, what I'm drinking is not very strong, so.
Oh, you're going to do the foo-foo shit?
Well, I do normally just cranberry
and vodka?
Cranberry and vodka. It's not that strong.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But it's still vodka.
Yeah.
Watch, dude, we should go out when I can start drinking again and just, like, see how shitty my tolerance is. Like, after not drinking in, like, 3 years.
You should do that.
Like, my tolerance is going to be nothing. I'm going to like, dip my finger in the drink and rub it on my lips and be like, oh, man, I'm so drunk right now. I can't take it, dog.
You're gonna just take the little straw they put in there. You're just gonna take that to get the flavor off. You're like, oh,
I'm gonna eat the olive in there. I'm like, oh, I'm so everything's spinning right now. Is there an edible in that thing? I'm seeing Satan. What's going on? Is he taking me finally?
My tolerance has gotten higher.
Since dude, my tolerance since was insane I started. When I used to drink. Like, back in the day when I first started drinking. Mm-hmm. Ooh, man, I was, dude, I could line up. I remember back in the day when I was young and I could, recover the next day. Mm-hmm. I used to be able to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I used to have, like, the people put, like, give me about 4 or 5 Patrons a shot. Patrons a shot? What the fuck? Patron shots.
Right now.
Patron shots. I used to be able to go pop, 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 pop. And fuck unless that. I did them like that, then it definitely would hit me. But if I do like 2 or 3, like in like 2 of them in pairs, give or take, man, it would take me a while to get hit. You know what I'm saying? But I used to love Patron because the thing about Patron is that I oftentimes did not get hangovers of Patron. And it's a bit smoother going down. Like, don't get me wrong. Tequila is tequila, so it's going to burn. But if you get some shitty brand tequila, it goes down, burns, and it's got like a leftover burn. You're like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a fucking. Am I drinking that shit from Game of Thrones that never puts out?
Yeah.
That what is that shit called? That green fire. What is it?
Yeah,
called?
Yeah.
Oh shit! That would have been funnier if I actually knew the name of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Game of Thrones people. You know what I'm saying. But anyways, so what else you got going on, dog? What else you got going on?
Oh, we took a field trip to the bowling alley slash laser tag slash arcade slash gravity rope, apparently.
What the fuck is a gravity rope?
It's a thing where you attach yourself to the rope and they have a little obstacle course up top.
Oh, it's like a place that casts on coasters. Mm-hmm.
Like that. Except it's inside. Smaller. But, yeah, kids love that.
I think you and I tried laser tag when we were younger, right?
We did.
With your church or something like that. I did not like laser tag.
I didn't get a chance to do it because I was trying to watch everybody, make sure nobody got lost or
really?
Anything.
Really? I thought we both went to the freaking weird laser tag room together.
Oh, no. That we did. But I didn't try it
recently. I did not like laser tag. Like, you're running around in the dark room, which is kind of cool, right? But it's not like you shoot somebody and they're out. Like, you're racking up points. So if you keep shooting them over and over and over and over and over and over, you keep racking up points. So it's almost kind of boring. And then they don't want you to run because you could trip and fall and hit your head and die. And so that's kind of makes it more boring. So the whole thing was kind of like weird because people would post up and then you find them in a room. And then you just like keep shooting each other over and over and over. You're like, all right, this is boring. I'm going to walk away now. Like, it's not as interesting as if like paintball. Like paintball, you shoot each other and you're done until the next match.
Yeah.
And you got to walk your ass back into the end of the arena and then you wait. And then it's like till the last man goes. Then it's more exciting because then there's like you're out. You're done. You're done until the next round, which, you know, don't get me wrong. It's not like you're waiting a long time. You know, each round is about 10 minutes, give or take. And then you can come back in. So it's not that bad. Paintball is actually quite fun. We should go do paintball if it wasn't so freaking hot. Maybe indoor paintball.
Yeah, but we did that, so kids seem to like it.
And for those of you pussies that think that paintball hurts, paintball does not hurt. Okay, it's not that bad. Oh, we got turned down, dog. I wonder if we get kicked out here. Paintball does not hurt that bad.
Yeah.
I got hit legitly in my forehead.
In your big-ass dome?
Yeah, I got hit in my freaking dome, and I did have a beanie, and so it hit me in the beanie in the forehead. It didn't hurt that bad. It hurt like the same as if you flicked yourself like with a shirt at like 3/4 strength. Like, I thought that guy would turn off the lights, but maybe he's just walking around. Anyways, yeah, paintballs don't hurt. Paintball's actually not bad. But yeah, man, I think, what the fuck were we talking about? Laser tag. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of laser tag.
Yeah, well, it's weird how they do it because you have to get, like, the ticket for it. And then they give you, like, a time. It's like, oh, 10:02, like, is the next round. It's like, oh. Or it's like every one lasts, like, 15 minutes or so.
You know what we should go do again, which was, like, it's not cheap, but it was kind of fun, but it doesn't last long enough for the price. Indoor kart racing.
I can't justify that.
It's pricey, but it was fun. But the problem is,
I can just get in my car.
No, you can't.
We can just race.
You cannot do the same thing you do indoor car racing in a car. You cannot, because you're going quite a bit faster. You can hit turns a lot faster. Plus, if you spin out like you do in the little carts, try doing that in your freaking car. If you spin out in your car, you're flipping over.
I feel it's just more fun to drive fast in my car.
I
didn't enjoy it that much.
Oh, come on. You're full of shit.
I didn't enjoy it that
You're
much.
You're insanely full of shit.
I didn't get a thrill from it. No, normally we do something.
You're full of shit.
First, no,
you're
you
full
know,
of shit.
You know how normally we do something
at first?
And
you're excited at the end.
And I'm like yeah, I don't like, I don't want to do that.
About this too.
I don't want to do it. And then after we do it, I'm like, oh, that was cool. This, I was like.
That guy took a shit that an alien killed him.
Yeah.
Wait, that didn't make sense. They had to project. Dude, these toilets over here must be hydro powered because, like, I think that thing sucked him into the toilet. Anyways.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
No,
enjoy
I think
it.
You think you're 100% full of shit.
No,
I remember
I didn't
you
enjoy
went there. You
well,
were kind
fuck
of.
It, we're gonna go do it right now.
Are they still open right now?
Yeah, look it up.
They were. You were kind of excited when we got there, and then when we were done, you were like, "Oh, this is cool, but it's just too expensive." That's what you said. You weren't like super thrilled trying to get a membership. Actually, you were looking at the memberships, but once again, it was insanely expensive for what they are. It's surprising how expensive that place
is. I'm not sure there's enough money to make me take a shit in these places right here.
That guy must have taken a shit, right? He was in there for a while.
It was like 2 minutes. Maybe it was big dick.
I don't got that. Anyways, I don't got that problem. I'm in and out, dog. That's right. I couldn't get away from that joke. I had to say it. I had to say it, guys.
It's like 2 inches of fear is coming your way.
Dude, I'm still laughing about last week's podcast when you said that. It was, dude, and that telling that story, for those of you that didn't listen to last week's podcast, how fucking dare you? Clink down below. Last week's podcast, when we brought up the fact that that story about me texting back in high school and getting in trouble because I went over my texts and that girl cock blocking me, that is still one of my favorite things I lost in my memory banks. Mm-hmm. And somehow I brought it back up, and it was one of my favorite things in a while. Like, sometimes we talk about stuff that I haven't thought about in years in these podcasts. Mm-hmm. And those are, like, the golden moments for me because it brings back memories that I forgot about. Like, Nanosaur. That's something that, dude, that's something that I haven't thought about in a decade. But it brings back vivid memories from my youth.
Yeah. Yeah, last week's was pretty funny. I didn't think it was. I actually listened to part of it, and it was pretty funny. I normally don't, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that we're getting shitty views on it. But anyways, that's besides the point.
You
gotta
get those.
All you people that used to love this podcast two weeks ago apparently did not listen to this.
I'm gonna start making those stickers so we can put them everywhere.
Yeah, well, we need to get. Anyways, we'll talk about that off podcast. But anyways, so you know what I was thinking earlier as we talk about, like, things that from our past and things that, like, you know, you could bring up? I know there's that one teacher that you hated, Miss R. Remember Miss R?
Fuck
you
her.
Fucking hated her for some reason. I have no idea why. But anyways, remember when...
Do you want me to tell you why?
Yeah, why did you hate her?
Because I asked her very kindly, very politely, as I did back in the day when I had fucks to give. I was like, excuse me, kind madam. That's how I talked back then. I was like, can you give me that paper everybody got? Because I'm here late. I showed up late. Slept a little late because I'm lazy. And she's like, it's right there in front of your face. Why don't you pick it up? I was like. And then I turned to the whole class. Whole class looked at me like I'm looking at you. We all made eye contact. And then I looked back at her and I was like, did you just yell at me? She's like, yeah. I was like, did you just yell at me in front of everybody for asking you this paper? She's like, yeah, you could have got it yourself. I was like, okay. All right. And everybody was like, I can't believe she just did that to him. It's because I was such the fucking goody two-shoes back then. Like, anybody doing anything to me besides, like, giving me constant praise was, like, unheard of. And she fucking yelled at me for no reason. And I was like, this fucking whore. So I hate gay people now because of her.
So this seems like it's the first time this seems like the start of your history with becoming salty. Like, this seems like the first time that you started your salt lifestyle.
Straight disrespected me in front of everybody, and everybody was shocked by it. We all agreed it was disrespectful.
It sounds like maybe you were just...
And I hate lesbians because of her. That's why.
It sounds like you felt very self-conscious because she put you on blast.
For no reason.
Well, like,
for no fucking reason.
Like, I'm not saying it was
justified
or not. Listen,
I don't know if her girlfriend got her off. I don't know if the girlfriend didn't flick the bean properly that morning or what. But she don't have to take it out on me.
I agree with you, but at the same time, what happened to my voice there? I agree with you.
Fucking reverted back to eighth grade.
Fucking, I haven't gone through puberty, guys. But anyways, I agree with you. I just don't know. I don't know what's going on in your head with that. You still seem salty about it. But anyways,
to this day, till I die.
Back to my point. Okay.
Fuck her.
So I was thinking about this earlier. How times have changed dramatically since our youth. Like, we don't think about it because we've lived through it. But how times have fucking changed. Like, for example, the reason I bring her up is because there was a point, I think, towards the end of our school years in that school where she bought a new car, and I remember vividly where she's like, oh, it's a special transmission where you could drop it in the manual. This is before everybody found out about Tiptronic, which is like what, like, Nissan integrated into their, like, cars back in 2000. And it literally is now, if you have an automatic, you probably have this where you can hit the drive, You know, you shift it to drive, and then you could switch it over to the side and go up and down for gears. You could semi-manual it. Like, it's not a full manual transmission. It's a semi. But anyways, and I remember everybody's mind was blown when she brought this car up, right? That can never happen these days. And not that kids won't be surprised, but back in that day, like, we thought she went out, like, to fucking Europe to get this custom transmission made that was probably came off of some experimental. Like, I'd never heard of this before. And once again, this was before getting into cars and really learning about cars. But I was thinking, man, like, there was rumors that she bought this car from, like, some crazy drug dealer that built this special transmission. Like, there was this dumb shit that you wouldn't get anymore. Nowadays, kids would literally reach into their overly tight hipster pockets and pick up their gigantic tablet-like phones and Google it in about 2 seconds and know what transmissions are, know what things are, know what they're called. Like, that's not our world back then. Like, we would never know about it till this day until we got on Google and searched it.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that fucking insane how technology has changed everything?
Yeah, man, it's changed.
That blew my mind earlier because
revolutionary.
For some reason that transmission shit came into my head and I was like, that's just a Tiptronic transmission. Those things are dog shit.
I don't remember that.
I do remember that because I think she had like nobody had something like that back in the day.
But then again, previous story.
You hate that
bitch. I was just
like,
fuck her. I'm going to go over here with my best friend teacher, Mr. Rosso. We were on team fuck that bitch.
That's funny. Yeah, man. I was thinking about how insane that is that dude, technology has literally changed the fucking game up. Like, it's changed everything. Like, how often, dude, every single week when you and I sit and talk, do this podcast, how often do we search something?
Every fucking time. Yeah.
Every fucking time. And that is insane that level of ingenuity with technology has changed the game up. Like, the kids nowadays have to be smarter than we were when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you aware of how much time, first of all, how much money I save myself when I research on how to fix something on my own and I do it on my own?
Yeah.
But secondly, like, how much stuff I've learned just from the internet without having to take formal classes. Like, if I wanted to go and learn how to do woodworking, I'd have to go take a woodworking class or like apprentice under a guy that's been doing it for a long time. Now, I can go onto YouTube and find like 30 videos on how to make a table.
Yeah.
It's insane how technology really has changed the game up.
Yeah, man. That's how
technology works. That fucking blew my fucking mind earlier.
I got a story about technology for you.
What do you got?
All right. So, you know, two things in it. And the stories will be linked, I promise you.
Okay.
Okay, so first thing, do you know those fidget spinners? Everybody is going crazy about those things.
I wish I would have invented that, but yeah.
Those have been around for years. Those have been around since the 70s, yo, so you're out of luck.
But I wish I would have brought them back. You know how much money I would have made from the dumb shit?
A lot.
Just so like everybody has those. Stupid fucking cube things. Have you seen those?
Yeah, those are retarded.
Fucking cube things that are literally like a Simon Says in cube form.
Yeah.
Flick it. Push it, twist it.
Yeah, those are stupid too. So those things, everybody has those, right? All right, so everybody has those. Those are apparently a thing. Everybody loves those things.
Right.
So I'm on the old Pornhub.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm looking at videos, and I was like, I need to fucking rub one out. I haven't done that. I'm a little backed up this week. I've been busy. It's been a busy week.
Like, my balls are three times the size they normally are.
Yeah, man, I've been busy week. You know, it's almost the end of school year. Had to get a lot of shit in, so I'm like, I'm gonna get on this. I'm gonna look up something new. And we were just talking about it. I think you sent me a meme with that one porn chick. What's her name? The like Arabic one or whatever.
Mia
Khalifa
one,
or whatever
the one
her name
that's
is.
Always in memes that I always see memes of. Yeah. I didn't send you a porno video of her.
No. It's like a meme. That's what I said.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never looked her up, but I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, no. So I go, I'm going to fucking look her up because I've always seen her. I wonder how she is on her porno movies.
Plus, she probably fits all of your models, like the daddy issues, and she's young as fuck.
All that. You don't know any of those things.
I can tell by looking at her. What the fuck are you talking about? fuck so, are you talking about?
That didn't have anything to do with it. I'm just going for it. Okay. I was just looking for it.
Okay.
So I was looking that up. And so I start typing her name in. It's a simple name to type in, obviously. And so I typed that in.
You're like typing Wiz Khalifa.
No. So I push on the search bar to type in, and I push in search, and it's like top searches. And it's like I don't know, random ass thing one, something else horrible, and then like top search is fidget spinners.
No way.
Yeah, on Pornhub.
You clicked on it, right?
And I'm like, what? So, of course, I got to click it. I got to see what's happening here.
Maybe there's a giveaway.
So I click on it. It's like top videos featuring fidget spinners.
Oh, jeez.
And I go, oh, my God. This isn't real. This can't be real. And so, now none of them have to do with porn. It's just like people spinning them in grass. It's like, oh, hot fidget getting spinned in the grass.
Geez. There's like a funny thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And how many of them did you click on and go through hoping that some dude would come in and just light some girl up while it's fidgeting, spinning in the front of her?
I didn't click on any of them. I just went through like what was there.
You're like 30. It's like a 30-minute fidget video, and you're like, I saw the whole thing. I was waiting for a girl to in the background just to start getting lit up while the fidget keeps spinning the whole time.
None of those. There's only like three or four of them. So.
Oh, dude. Oh, I just thought about something. They should make a porno version of Inception, but instead of the top, it's one of those fidget toys.
they, in the reboot, it'll probably That's right. be that. So, yeah, and then, like, the one I saw, too, was, like, hot ebony fidget spinner getting spun. And I was like,
oh my God.
And it was just a black one, black fidget spinner.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
I was expecting you to say something horrible, like some tiny black girl getting spun on some dude.
No. You're out of luck.
Oh,
out
man.
Of luck on that one. But yeah, that's what it was.
That's hilarious.
And that's for her videos. I went back to her videos. Solid. I give it like a 7. More research
Why is she
needs
such
to be
a big
done.
Deal?
I don't know. I was like, yeah, you got huge tits.
Oh, does she? Is that her thing?
And like
She looks young.
She's
is that her thing?
A mean meat pole. Like I normally skip that, and I was like, "Wow, you are on that knob like it has a cure for cancer."
So you got a professional plumbing license.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, man, she's going to town.
Work that pipe.
Even I was impressed. I was like, "Whoa, wow."
Yeah, as I definitely get older, like I don't give a fuck about blowjobs in porno. Like, I skip past all of that stuff. Like I don't give a single fuck. Like. Dude, I'm not into this. I don't want to watch it. It's so boring to me.
Yeah.
Like, let's skip past this stuff and get into like, this is the way I do it nowadays.
Like, I need to see penetration.
This is the way I do No, this is the way I do it nowadays. I go, I got to hit the front end of the story.
Right.
I got to know what's going on in the story.
Know, yeah, right? I got to do that, too. I need to know why the fucking.
That's right. And then I need to skip past the blowjob.
Right.
I don't give a shit about that. Let's skip past that. And then you start getting into the cool stuff. And then if I make it through the whole thing, I got to see the ending. How's that end? She just walked away.
Yeah, the thing that irritated me most about her videos, I guess a lot of her videos are just like clips from her like actual website. So like a lot of them don't have like, you know, the spray down. So.
Oh, because it clips that somebody took from her site?
Or like she put them on there. Yeah. So like they don't have it. I'm like, well.
I'm surprised.
If you want me to go to your website, I need to know how you look. With this money shot on you. Like, I'm not going to invest into something.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how you look. Like, what?
I'm surprised that, like, see, what a lot of people
like,
do.
Like, how well do you take it?
What a lot of people do, just like for your Patreon hoes that you love your cosplayers, what a lot of people do is that very few people will actually pay for the subscriptions, and they'll actually take the videos or the pictures or whatever and upload them to other places, like a YouTube or YouPorn or, like, a RedTube or whatever. But or on their weird blog sites. But anyways, like those are the people that actually take the hit and pay for the service. But then they'll take those things and put them elsewhere so others can enjoy them.
Yeah.
So
there you go. That was that.
I left you wide open for that joke and you didn't even take it. Fuck it.
I didn't hear that one.
Like last time we were talking, you're like, those are the true heroes.
those are the true heroes.
I left you open. You didn't even take that shit. Anyways. Yeah, man. I've never looked her up, but she's super memeable. Like, she's on a lot of memes. She's like, that meme where it's like the her teeth, her nose and teeth down, and it's like, oh, if your man knows who this is just based on her teeth, there's a problem or something like that. Yeah. Like, I've never
she's worth the search on there.
I never knew about her until she became such big on memes. Like, she became really big on memes. What's her name?
Maya Khalifa.
Is she Wiz Khalifa's girl or what?
No.
Daughter?
No.
Yeah,
there's like a rumor saying she had AIDS or something.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, that's dark.
Yeah, I never knew anything about her until she became super memeified. I wonder why people get popular in memes. It's really always fascinating what memes get popular, like the Kermit memes or the tea memes or like the Arthur clenched hand memes or
it's
the
just whatever's funny, this man.
This random shit that becomes big, like it just, or like the Salt Bae guy. Like, the Salt Bae guy is getting so big.
I follow that dude.
I used to follow him, and then I just got tired of him beating up on me. I'm like, all right, I get it, dog.
He made a fucking burger yesterday that looked crazy. Looked good.
Yeah, I mean, I saw he's got so popular, dude, that celebrities are going to go eat with him. Like, I've seen him serve food for, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, and he served food for, like, Alistair Overeem. And
fuck that. He had, like, 13 sultans in Arab.
Well, yeah, apart from that. But he's from that country, I think. So, like, he's already big there, so the biggest guys there go there. But, like, for a guy from over here to go way the fuck over there just for this guy to throw some meat around and to spray it fucking weirdly.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a little weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you and I going down the street to go to Chipotle because we live here. But you and I are not going to fly to Chipotle, New York. That's a bad example because
give me food poisoning.
Your stomach's bitched out, son.
Tell them about your fucking chicken ordeal.
Okay, so I made chicken.
Be as graphic as possible.
Oh, God. I won't, because I don't want people throwing up. Where they're probably listening to this on their lunch break, and I don't want them just chucking chunks. But anyways, long story short, I made food for the week because I prepare my food, you know, week out. Not a week out. That sounds bad. I prepare, like, on Sunday to eat during the week. Meal prep that motherfucker, especially as I'm cutting weight. I'm losing weight intentionally, not like some weird, like, throwing up kind of
thing. Like, I put a straw down my throat. Yeah, I exactly. Just throw up.
So, anyway, so I made this chicken like I always fucking make it. All I know is, like, Monday, Tuesday, man, I was not regular in the number two range. We're going to keep this PG-13. I'm not trying to be graphic. I was not. People don't want to hear about this shit, but I'm going to say it because you brought it up. I was not regular going to the bathroom. I was like, dude, what is going on here? Like, I am not okay. Like, what did I eat, right? So I was like, I didn't think anything of it. Like, I wasn't feeling sick or anything. I just wasn't going like I normally go. All right, to keep it PG. Long story short, like, Thursday came around, and that was still the same thing. I was like, dude, what is going on? Like, I'm thinking, did I get some fucked up pretzels? I've been eating pretzels lately, but I'm like, are these fucked up? Why are pretzels fucking me up? So anyways, by Thursday rolls around, I'm eating my chicken, and I make a Frank's hot sauce kind of chicken. So it's usually slow cooked. This time I went a little different in the preparation. It might have been the fucked up part because I used too much information. Long story short, the reason why I bring up the Frank's is because it makes the chicken orange or, like, reddish because it's Frank's Red Hot Sauce. And long story short, I'm eating the chicken, and I look over. I didn't even – because I'm multitasking. I'm working, and I'm eating, and I look over at the fucking chicken, and the corner of that fucking chicken is legit gray. Like, gray. I'm like, why is it gray? It's supposed to have Frank's on it. Like, it's supposed to be red. Why is it gray? And when I saw the gray, I got so turned off that I just threw the rest of it away. And I was like, dude – on Friday, I'm not going to eat this fucking chicken anymore. And I'm going to eat the rest of the shit I normally eat because I eat like a goddamn man. So I eat all the time, every day, because I have a lot of calories I expend because I'm a goddamn man. And I didn't eat on Friday the chicken. I didn't eat on Thursday the chicken. And right away, dude, my body was back to being normal on the number two range. So, and I was feeling fine. And so that chicken must have been fucked up. Like, I must have gotten a bad batch of chicken or some shit.
You got some old chicken, man.
Maybe, probably. But the most impressive part, let's be honest here. The most impressive part, the fucking silver lining, all right? The half glass full, wait, the half full glass here, all right, is that I managed to eat fucking bad chicken for a week. And it didn't even take me down. Sweet. I was super active.
So you
I was
have a
super fucking able to get a lot of shit done. I just wasn't able to, you know, go shit normally. But I was still good as fuck.
Iron fucking stomach is what you're saying.
I got an insane stomach, dog. Back in the day, I've probably said this story on a podcast before. Back in the day when I first started cooking stuff in bulk, when I started getting into fitness and working out and shit, I used to cook chicken, and I didn't know how to cook chicken very well. And I remember I undercooked chicken a couple times, so much so that I remember a couple times I had a couple pieces of chicken that were crunchy. Chicken's not supposed to be crunchy.
We should, now that you have an iron stomach, we should go try these.
I would actually try those. So what he's showing me is Cheetos. Who makes this?
Burger King.
Burger King. Mac and cheese Cheetos are back. We should try those because those won't kill me. Those
Dude, that looks fine. Horrible.
Those won't. They'll be
that
fine.
That looks fucking gross.
My stomach will be fine with those. Dude, if I can eat raw chicken, I can eat that.
That looks gross.
You know, okay, I'm going to give you.
I'm going to give you a description of this. All right, it's a Cheeto. It's a big Cheeto. And there's macaroni and cheese.
Well, no, what it is that it's mac and cheese made into like a Cheeto shape. And then what they do is they batter it with Cheetos. They crush Cheetos into a powder form, and they put it around the mac and cheese to make it like a Cheeto puff looking shape.
That's gross. Oh, you need to try the...
Dude, you might actually like that, to be honest with you.
That's gross. Did you try these yet?
No, but those are the naked chicken chips or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, they're like those essentially chicken breasts and squares and triangle. Then deep fried.
Damn, you triangles. You're dyslexic with shapes, aren't you?
Dude, I'm trying to tell a story, but now you got me distracted. Okay, so just to give you an example of the crunchy chicken, all right?
Yeah.
Have you ever... Oh, my ass hurts on this fucking bench. Anyways, have you ever been eating food and you accidentally bite your fucking inner lip?
Yeah.
Like the side of your lip?
Yeah.
And it's like that, you bite it and it's like a crunch? Oh,
that's gross.
That's exactly what that chicken was like.
And you just kept eating it? You're like, there's nothing wrong with this. It's normal, man.
That's exactly what it was like. So just to let you know, I got a pretty fucking good stomach. I got a legit iron stomach. Like, you know how Iron Fist can punch through walls?
That's your stomach?
That's my stomach, except I just can punch through food and break it down.
Well, you're ready to go get some food poisoning at some other places.
I'm just surprised I survived it. But anyways, yeah, man, that was my story of the week with food. I legit got a good stomach.
Well, there you go.
I could tear some shit up.
Probably your stomach's ready for the alcohol, too. Just got to get your kidneys ready for it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I think in any of these challenges where you want to try any of this weird shit that like Burger King and Taco Bell makes and all that, you're going to be the losing one out of this because you get pussified on just Chipotle, which you've eaten, by the way, like a half a million times with me.
So
except now it just takes you down like you're an old man.
So what did they do? What did they change?
They haven't changed anything. You just
got
a bug up your ass, and then now you think Chipotle is your kryptonite. What did they change? They didn't change anything.
Okay.
You ate it last time. You were fine.
Okay.
You've eaten it since that one time that got you sick.
No, I haven't.
I think you're full of shit.
I have not. So what did they change?
I don't think they changed anything.
Conspiracy theory. Did they change?
I think you ate something else that day that you can't remember.
I had like because four
you
times.
And I, because you and I have eaten that place literally once a weekend at least for the last 5 years. So one meal is not the one that fucked you up. It's something else you ate that day. Period. Drop mic. Get the fuck out of this conversation. Next conversation.
That roach is trying to eat that leaf over there.
Fuck that leaf. That leaf no hitter. So anyways, yeah, man. What else am I going
to
talk about?
How we get on time?
We still got a little bit to go, dog. Don't hurry this sweet, sweet podcast. So get this shit. First of all, I have this theory that we're in the Matrix. Like we legit. There's too many I get some weird-ass coincidences.
Oh, we're going to go deep about theories right now.
All right, so I sometimes think we're in the fucking Matrix because I get some weird-ass coincidences. For example, I'll watch something that's old as fuck, and then all of a sudden there'll be like a news story about that old as fuck thing, and it's like the next day after I watched it. And I'm like, there's no reason why we should be referencing a movie from 1991 in the news, right? So it happens to me all the time. It happened to me when I watched The Matrix a few months ago, and it just happened to me the other day. You know when we were watching... The fucking, I told you I was watching that movie Boogie Nights because I've never seen it. Was it Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
The Mark Wahlberg movie when he was really young and he plays a porn star who was apparently well endowed as a male. He's just a gigantic dick and he was like a porn star. And it's really interesting because at first I didn't know if it was a funny movie. I had never seen it before. I saw it on Amazon. I didn't know it was funny, but it got really dark because it involved cocaine and murder. It got kind of weird, and then it kind of got lighthearted again. But it was Mark Wahlberg when he was really, really young, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched that movie. I told you I watched that movie because it was weird that I'd never seen it before. The next day, after I told you I watched that movie, they had a fucking article on it on Yahoo, the splash page on Yahoo, talking Mark Wahlberg talking about that role and how it was such a high risk because they didn't know if it was going to pay off or not. The next fucking day. No fucking joke. But anyways, there's just some random coincidences that don't make sense, dog. But that's not my point. My point is that apparently that porn star that his character is based off of
mm-hmm.
is the Chuck Norris of porn.
Really?
And what I mean by that is the guy's name, so I researched this a little bit. Apparently the main character in that movie is based on a guy called John Holmes.
Uh-huh.
He's an actor. He's a porn star. Apparently that's what he looks like. And apparently he starred in a lot of porn movies back in, I can't remember the
70s?
The 70s probably. Apparently he died of death of AIDS, by the way, just if you want to know that. But anyways, he apparently had a huge fucking hog, all right? He had a huge fucking hog. And what I mean by that, he was a Chuck Norris of porn, is that nobody really knows, let me rephrase this, nobody really knows how big his dick was. But everybody says that he had a gigantic dick. Like, apparently there was movies about this guy fucking, but nobody can tell you how big his fucking dick was. They even interviewed a whole bunch of female porn stars that he fucked. And nobody, none of these girls were like, they can never give you direct size. They were just like, he was really big or he was like big girth or what. I don't know, man. But long story short, I was looking through his Wikipedia and there's no like direct, like, yeah, he was packing like 18 inches. Like nobody can tell you anything. Like
he was the original 18 inch hitter.
He was like, what I'm saying though, is like, it's how crazy is it that this guy starred in porn movies,
mm-hmm.
but nobody knew what he was packing. Yeah. It's like Mark Wahlberg starring in movies, but nobody knowing what he looks like. What the fuck?
I guess that's true.
And worse off is that his co-stars don't remember what he looks like.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So he's like the mystery Chuck Norris of porn.
I guess that's true.
I was tripping out laughing when I read his Wikipedia, and they're like, no legitimate estimates of his penis size, but everybody says that he was anywhere from X amount to X amount. I was like, are you kidding me right now? This is like a myth. It's like a fucking legend among people, like how big this dude's dick was.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. I was tripping out laughing my balls off.
That's hilarious. All right. Well, I thought you were going to talk about some sort of conspiracy.
No, I know you're into that shit, oddly enough.
Fine. I won't go as deep as I was going to. I'll give you one, though.
All right.
So, all right. You know Avril Lavigne?
Yes.
The conspiracy theory is
that
she actually killed herself in 2002-ish, 3-ish.
Uh-huh.
And her double took her place and's been living her life ever since then.
Why she have a double?
Because she had a double because she wasn't used to everybody taking pictures of her.
Uh-huh.
So she there's a fuck ton of bugs around. So she hired a body double who looked just like her.
But very is she close still putting out music?
Yeah, she's still putting out music.
Does she sing as she did back in the day?
No, there's...
Look at that big-ass roach.
That's what I'm telling you. Oh, that nigga's coming this way.
Anyway, so... But does she sound like that she did back in the day? Dude, I thought they couldn't see. Like, that dude saw my flashlight and he legit ran. Like, yeah. I owed him money.
Wait, yeah,
like
they don't...
owed me money.
Yeah, they don't like light.
Anyway, so continue. So does she sing as well as she did back in the day?
It sounds a little different.
I think you're just reading into the...
It sounds different, yo.
I think you're reading into the...
She lost her Canadian accent.
Okay, that's a little weird. But I think that's such a random thing.
Now, before you say, well, Canadians can lose their accent. I've been watching wrestling for a lot of years. A lot of Canadians on there, they all talk with their Canadian accent still, and they've been wrestling a very long time.
Yeah, but, you know, it's... Look, accents are a little weird when you're a singer. Because when you're a singer, your accent goes away, right? So how difficult would it be to just start talking without the accent, like choosing to? Like, actors are different because actors have to choose how they speak if they're going to take roles that are non, accented. Or that sounds so ignorant because they're accented. But if you're going to be talking in English, in like American English, then you have to learn how to speak like an American English speaking person would. But if you're a British actor and then you learn how to speak American English, you can easily choose to not speak British English anymore at all. But oddly enough, for singers, when you sing, it sounds like Americanized English for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but...
Sometimes in some of her older songs you can hear, too.
That's a random-ass conspiracy theory, dude.
But, yeah.
That's random-ass conspiracy theory.
Also, there's a lot of... There's not a lot, but there is some proof to back it up. So, yeah, that's the thing.
You need another hobby besides conspiracy theory shit. You're getting a little too crazy.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to look at other things besides figuring out their conspiracy theories.
You're not going to figure out shit, dog. Let's put it.
That's what they want you.
You sound like
stay woke.
You sound like you need to stay woke.
You're just like, you're like, yeah, the world is round. It's flat. Or
in the fucking face right now.
Or is it hollow?
Mind blown. It's just like that picture I sent you.
Is there an alien living inside the middle of the earth because it's hollow? Is there some kind of weird utopia inside the earth because it's hollow?
It's not like those fucking idiots who like are like, oh, no, we're on the back of a turtle right now. We're just swimming in the ocean.
Might be.
That fucking roach is an inch off the ground. Anyways.
Yeah.
No, but people get that crazy about conspiracy theories. It's a bit much. It's like, all right, man. Really? 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 You're starting to sound a little fucking crazy.
Might be.
At the end of the day, if Avril Lavigne's stunt double took over for her, who gives a flying fuck?
Man, just trying to figure out the theory, man.
It doesn't matter.
Just trying to figure out the problem.
No, you're just trying to figure out dumb shit. You want to figure something out? Go figure out the meaning of life. Spend that energy.
Just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Just fucking...
That's the meaning of life.
Just like, whatever.
And get out of the fucking park before these roaches kill us. Yeah, are we fucking done for time?
God damn, son. You got like a bug phobia or something?
Yes.
You seriously do?
Yes.
You crying like a little bitch is the most hilarious thing ever, by the way. That's going to be my ringtone. Legitly. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it available as a download. I'm going to upload only that part of the clip so people can easily download it and have it as their ringtone. So that when...
Are we good on time? You haven't answered my fucking question.
This is legit. Are we bug phobia?
Good on fucking time or not?
No, not yet.
Oh my God, how much longer?
That cricket's about to go into your pants.
What? No, it's not. We're doing this fucking thing at my house next week.
Dude, why you got some bug phobia for?
Fuck bugs. See no third world country, homie?
That's hilarious,
even though everything closed at 9 around here.
Dude, seriously, that irritates the fuck out of me.
I'm pretty sure shit is still open in Ethiopia.
That irritates the fuck out of me. I'm like, why is everything closed at 9, man?
Shit is still open in Cambodia.
We need to do this at the inside the club, because apparently that's the only thing that's open after 9. It's like, jeez, man.
We might have to.
It's all June. It's like, hey, man, what's going on with you this week?
Well, we might have to do it at the area by, well, they're by the stadium, by Tanger. They have some areas over there. Some
freaking crazy drunk girls like, hey, what does this thing do? Oh, fuck. All right. Well, since your fucking vagina needs to change its tampon, anything else you want to tell these people?
Fuck these bugs.
I was going to bring something else up, but it's not going to be enough time. So I will have to do it next week. But anything you want to bring these last savages to?
Fuck these bugs.
Once again, everybody, everything is linked down below. So different YouTube channels, social media accounts, links to other podcasts that we talked about, any other pertinent stuff that I might remember.
This fucker smell my fear.
Yeah, I know. Your bitch assness is coming off. Let's see. Anything else that's pertinent is down there below. Once again, I would like some more relationship advice questions, or hell, just tell me about the last date you went on. I want to analyze it and find out what happened, why they're not calling you back. How about that?
Tell me how to kill these bugs.
Yeah, email me at.
Do you want to start Starship Trooper shit? We should do that.
Email me. We should watch that and do a commentary with it.
We should. I have to break for a few minutes to jerk off, but you know, whatever. Ew.
Yeah, Denise Richards is a bad motherfucker in that one.
That other chick, too, was like Brazilian or Mexican or whatever she's supposed to be in that.
I forgot about her. I have to look that in one of them. Anyways, motivatedresults@yahoo.com is my email, so you can send us questions. about relationships and all this other shit, or comments about the podcast. Fuck it. I got to look into uploading these into SoundCloud or whatever the fuck those other sites are, and possibly find a way to put this on iTunes. But that's ways away. So hit that like button and show some love. We'll see you guys next Monday.
#fuckthesebugs.